This is an audio version of Borrower Terms and Conditions from Amigo. It has been produced by the Dorset Blind Association. Borrower, read and keep safe. The reading lasts approximately 15 minutes. Section 1. These terms and conditions form part of the agreement that is made between you, the borrower named on the fixed sum loan agreement, and us, Amigo Loans, and also anyone we transfer this agreement to. This agreement is secured by the guarantee and indemnity provided by your guarantor. The loan amount will be paid to your guarantor's bank account. This is to prevent fraud. Upon receipt of the loan amount, the guarantor is required to pay the loan to you directly or for your benefit in accordance with any instructions you give. Some of the words in this agreement are defined, and you can find the definitions in the section headed Definitions. Section 2. Pre-contract credit information. Before you agree to this agreement, you should read the pre-contract credit information that we have given you. Its contents are important. Once your loan has completed, this agreement will be legally binding. So, if there's anything you don't understand about this agreement, you need to ask us now. Section 3. Repaying your loan. You agree to pay us the amount you borrowed, including interest and any other charges in instalments on the agreed monthly payment date. These payments are very important, and you will be breaking this agreement if you do not make them. Section 4. Interest and how we work it out. When you borrow money from us, you pay back the amount you borrowed plus interest. We work out interest every day based on your debt. We add the interest to your debt on your monthly payment date and when you repay your debt in full. At any time, we may increase or reduce the rate of interest we charge you. Any change will apply to your debt from that time. We'll only make this change to reflect changes in the market rates and the cost of our funds. If we change the rate of interest we charge you, we'll write to tell you about the change before it happens. If we increase it, we'll give you 28 days notice. If we reduce it, we'll give you 7 days notice. When we change the rate of interest, we may increase or reduce the number of monthly payments, or increase or reduce the amount of monthly payments, or both. Section 5. When you need to pay the monthly payments. You can ask us at any time to change your monthly payment date. We'll consider your request, but we can refuse to change the date. If we want to change the monthly payment date, we'll tell you at least 2 months before we make the change, unless you agree to us making the change. Where the monthly payment date is not a working day, the payment will be due the working day after the monthly payment date. Section 6. Breaking the agreement. You will have broken this agreement if you don't pay your monthly payment on time, you break any of the other terms of this agreement, you made a statement which is false or misleading when you applied for this agreement, a bankruptcy petition is presented against you, you make arrangements with your creditors about how much you will pay them. This is sometimes known as an individual voluntary arrangement, or IVA. Or, the guarantor exercises a right to cancel the guarantee and indemnity. If you are behind with the payment, we seek payment of the overdue amount from you and your guarantor by taking an amount using debit or credit card details authorized for use under this agreement. If you are in breach of any term of this agreement, we may send you a default notice. On expiry of that notice, we may close your account and demand immediate payment of your debt. We may also take court action against both you and your guarantor. If we obtain judgment, we may apply for an attachment of earnings order where we have the court's permission to get your employer to pay us out of your salary. Warrant of execution, which may involve a bailiff visiting your property, property charging order, where we get rights to be paid out of the money paid when you sell your property, or the Scottish and Irish equivalents. Section 7. How we use your payments. When you make a payment, we will use it to pay your balance in the following order. Firstly, we pay any interest that we have added to your debt, and secondly, we pay it towards the balance of your debt. Section 8. Card Payment Authority. Before the loan is paid out, you will give us consent to collect your monthly payments from your credit or debit card. You give us consent to use this and any other card details you give us to collect each full monthly payment you owe us until it is paid. We will only ever collect your full monthly payments. You can cancel this authority at any time by notifying us. If you cancel this authority, you will have to arrange an alternative way to pay, such as direct debit. Where the card is used as your primary means of making the monthly payment, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority on the monthly payment date. If we are unable to collect the monthly payment on that date, we will try to collect from you on the next day. If this is unsuccessful, we will make reasonable attempts to contact you and your guarantor to understand why the payment has not been made and when you are able to make it. If, following reasonable attempts, we have not managed to contact you, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority the next day and every third day until the next payment is due. Where the card is not used as your primary means of making the monthly payment, following notification that the primary means of making the payment has not been successful, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority on that day. If this is unsuccessful, we will make reasonable attempts to contact you and your guarantor to understand why the payment has not been made and when you are able to make it. If, following reasonable attempts, we have not managed to contact you, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority the next day and every third day until the next payment is due. If we agree a payment plan with you and you fail to make the agreed payment, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority the next day and every third day until the next payment is due. Where more than one payment is due, we will exercise the rights under the card payment authority to collect the full arrears outstanding and, if that is not successful, one monthly payment. For your security, we need to verify your debit card against the details you've provided. For this pre-authorization check, your account must have at least one penny available. Rest assured that this cheque is not a charge and no funds will be debited from your account. The amount may show as a pending transaction, but will be available again within a few days. Once the loan is active, we may need to repeat this process every 9 months to ensure the card is still valid. Section 9. Our rights. If we delay in enforcing our rights under this agreement, it will not affect our rights. We may also accept late payments or partial payments or checks and money orders marked payment in full or something similar without losing any of our rights under this agreement. Section 10. Paying your broker. This section only applies to you if you apply to us through a broker or credit intermediary broker. Your broker may have done work processing your application before we paid you the loan, and where you have agreed to pay your broker for this, it is shown as the fee you have already paid to the broker. We may also pay your broker a commission for introducing you to us of up to 20% of the amount you borrowed. By signing this agreement, you give us authority to pay your broker this amount. We will not add this commission to your account. Section 11. You must tell us about any changes. Every so often, we need to contact you about your account. To make sure we can do this, you must tell us within 7 days if you've changed your home address, your name, your email address, or any phone number that we use to contact you. You can tell us about any change in writing at our normal address, by phone, or by using the My Account service at www.amigoloans.co.uk. I spell www.amigoloans.co.uk. If we need to contact you, we'll send you all notices, information and statements to your last known address, which shall be the address shown on this agreement unless we know that you have moved. We may send some notices via email, text message or phone instead. If you get a new payment card, you should provide us with the updated details. Section 12, changing the terms of your agreement. We may change the terms of this agreement and we will tell you about any changes that we make. We may make reasonable and proportionate changes to take account of market conditions, changes in the cost of providing this service to you, changes or predicted changes in legal or other requirements which affect us, and any changes to our system or product development. We'll give you at least 30 days' notice by putting a message in your monthly statement or by sending you a separate written notice or email of any change unless it is a change that is to your advantage. If the change is to your disadvantage, you may, at any time during 60 days starting from the date we give you notice, close your account under this agreement by paying us the debt that you owe at that time. You will not have to pay any extra interest or charges for doing so. Section 13, General. The contractual rate of interest will continue to apply to the sums outstanding both before and after judgment until we receive payment. You agree that if any part of this agreement is not valid or cannot be enforced, it will not affect any other part of this agreement. Sometimes we can't meet our promises to you because of matters beyond our reasonable control. This would include a problem with a computer system, a third-party supplier such as the postal service, or an industrial dispute. In these cases, we will not be legally responsible to you. This agreement applies only to you, and you may not transfer it or any of your rights and responsibilities under the agreement. For business reasons, we may transfer our rights under this agreement without your permission, provided that we take reasonable steps to ensure that your rights and obligations will not be adversely affected as a result of the transfer. You have the right to receive a statement of account. You can ask for this at any time during the term of the loan, and it is free of charge. It will include details of each repayment you owe under the agreement, the date each repayment is due, the amount and any conditions which relate to the repayment. It will also break down each repayment, showing how much covers the amount you borrowed, capital, and how much is interest. This statement shall indicate that the information contained in it is valid only for as long as the rate of interest is not varied. We may record or monitor phone calls. Section 14, repaying the loan early. You have the right to pay off some or all of the debt that you owe us at any time. You must give us notice that you want to do this. If you want to pay off your debt in full, you must tell us the date on which you plan to do this. You can contact us at Amigo Loans, 118 to 128 Commercial Road, Bournemouth, Dorset, postcode BH25LT, or by telephone on 01202 629 200. If you want to pay off the loan in full, we will send you a statement setting out what you owe. When you make a partial payment, we will first use it to pay off any arrears or overdue interest, and then we'll apply the payment to reduce the term of the agreement. You may ask us to send you a statement. Section 15, law and language applied to this agreement. English law governs the agreement unless you live in another part of the UK, in which case the agreement is governed by the law in that part of the UK. The language used in this agreement and any communication with us will be English. Section 16. What should you do if you have a complaint? We're committed to dealing with all complaints fully and fairly and in a reasonable time. If you have a complaint about the agreement or anything we've done, please let us know. You can make a complaint over the phone on our website at amigoloans.co.uk. I spell amigoloans.co.uk, or by writing to Amigo Loans Complaints, 118 to 128 Commercial Road, Bournemouth, Dorset, postcode BH25LT. You may have the right to refer your complaint to the Financial Ombudsman Service, Exchange Tower, London, postcode E149SR, by email to complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk. I spell complaint.info@financial-ombudsman.org.uk, or by phone on 0800 023 4567. Section 17. Who regulates us? The Financial Conduct Authority, 25 the North Colonnade, Canary Wharf, London, E145HS, is the supervisory authority. Financial Conduct Authority permission number 708284. Registered with the Information Commissioner's Office, Z87384567. Section 18, definitions. Account means the Amigo Loans account, which is opened in your name when we sign this agreement. Agreement means the fixed sum loan agreement and the borrower's terms and conditions, which together form your credit agreement that is regulated by the Consumer Credit Act 1974 that you propose to enter into with us, Amigo Loans Limited, for a personal loan. Debt means any money we pay to you or to your guarantor on your behalf and any interest which is added as a result of this agreement. Guarantee and indemnity means an agreement where the guarantor agrees to be responsible for your debt if you break this agreement and to compensate us for any and all loss. Guarantor means the person who has agreed to guarantee us full repayment of your loan if you fail to meet any payments due and whose name and signature appear on the guarantee and indemnity. We, us and our means Amigo Loans Limited. You and your means the person who is borrowing the loan from us, whose name and signature appear on the credit agreement. Section 19, sharing information. We and other members of our group, or certain other selected organisations, will use the information you provide to consider any application for a loan and for marketing. You agree that we may hold and process by computer or otherwise any information we gather about you as a result of this agreement and any other agreements or applications you have made with us. Where necessary, for any of the above purposes, as well as to prevent fraud and money laundering, we may release your personal information to our regulators, to other members of our group, and to fraud prevention and law enforcement agencies, or to anyone we transfer our rights and or duties to under this agreement. We may also release your personal information to others, such as mailing agencies, who carry out certain aspects of the marketing and the administration and processing of this agreement and your application. We may reveal to the guarantor or a potential guarantor information supplied to us and details of transactions on and the status of any loan agreement with us, including disputes, arrears, and legal proceedings. We may also release information about transactions on any loan agreement with us to the person who introduced you to us, for example, a credit broker or under our Refer a Friend scheme. All countries in the European Economic Area, EEA, which includes the UK, have similar standards of legal protection for your personal information. We may provide services from centres outside the EEA that do not have a similar standard of data protection laws to the UK. Where we are sharing information with organisations in another country, we will ensure they agree to apply equivalent levels of protection as we do. If we are required by law to disclose information, we will ensure the sharing of that information is lawful. If you write and ask us, you have a right to receive a copy of the information we hold about you. You will need to pay a fee. For general information on your rights in terms of the information we hold about you, please visit ico.org.uk/4-the-public. I spell ico.org.uk/for-the-public. Section 20, Credit Reference Agencies. When you apply for an Amiga loan, we will look at your credit file at credit reference agencies such as CallCredit, Equifax, or Experian. The credit reference agencies will give us credit information about you, including information from the Electoral Register. This credit search is used to check your identity and your eligibility for a loan. We do not use this information to credit score you. The credit reference agencies will add details of our searches and your application to the record which they hold about you. The credit reference agencies will also add details of your loan agreement with us, the payments you make under it, and any default or failure to keep to its terms. Your credit reference agency records will be seen by other organisations that make searches with those agencies. Information held about you by the credit reference agencies may already be linked to records relating to one or more of your partners. For the purposes of this application, you may be treated as financially linked and your application will be assessed with reference to any associated records. While you are a customer of ours, we may carry out extra credit searches so we can manage your account. To prevent fraud, we will check your details with fraud prevention agencies. If you provide false or inaccurate information and we suspect fraud, we'll record this. We and other organisations may use and search these records, including access and use from other countries, for example, to help make decisions about credit and credit-related services and other facilities for you and members of your household, trace debtors, recover debt, prevent fraud, and to manage your accounts and other facilities, check details on proposals and claims for all types of insurance, check details of job applicants and employers, and check your identity to prevent money laundering unless you give us other satisfactory proof of identity. Law enforcement agencies may access and use this information if false or inaccurate information is provided. If you want to receive details of those credit reference and fraud prevention agencies from whom we gather and with whom we record information about you, write to us at Amigo Loans, 118-128 Commercial Road, Bournemouth, Dorset, BH25LT. You have a legal right to these details. The credit reference agencies and fraud prevention agencies will also use the records to analyze statistics on credit and fraud. If you need a larger print version, you can get one easily online at www.amigaloans.co.uk/terms. I spell www.amigaloans.co.uk/terms. Amigo Loans Limited, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Registered in the UK, company registration number 4841153. Registered office, Walton House, 56-58, Richmond Hill, Bournemouth, BH2 6EX. Registered with the Information Commissioner's Office, Z8738456. Financial Conduct Authority permission number 708284. VAT number 94575837 6. Amiga Loans are part of the Richmond Group. That concludes this audio version of the document Borrower Terms and Conditions from Amigo. The recording was produced by the Dorset Blind Association, proud recipients of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service 2017.